Private buffoon is a light-hearted loon, if you listen to popular rumor. From the morn to the night, he's so joyous and bright, and he bubbles with wit and good humor. He's so quaint and so terse, both in prose and in verse, yet though people forgive his transgression, there are one or two rules that all family fools must observe if they love their profession. There are one or two rules, half a dozen maybe, that all family fools of whatever degree must observe if they love their profession. If you wish to succeed as a jester, you'll need to consider each person's auricula. What is all right for B would quite scandalize C, for C is so very particular. And D may be dull, and E's very thick skull is as empty of brains as a ladle. While F is F sharp, and will cry with a carp that he's known your best joke from his cradle. When your humor they flout, you can't let yourself go, and it does put you out when a person says, "Oh, I've known that old joke from me cradle." If your master is surly from getting up early and tempers are short in a morning, an inopportune joke is enough to provoke him to give you at once a month's warning. Then if you refrain, he is at you again, for he likes to get value for money. He'll ask then and there, with an insolent stare, if you know that you're paid to be funny. Oh, it adds to the task of a merry man's place when his principal asks with a scowl on his face, if you know that you're paid to be funny. Comes a bishop maybe, or a solemn D.D., or beware of his anger provoking. Better not pull his hair, don't stick pins in his chair, he don't understand practical joking. If the jests that you crack have an orthodox smack, you may get a bland smile from these sages. But should they by chance be imported from France, half a crown is stopped out of your wages. It's a general rule, though your zeal it may quench, if the family fool tells a joke that's too French, half a crown is stopped out of his wages. Though your head it may rack with a bilious attack, and your senses with toothache you're losing, don't be mopey and flat, they don't fine you for that, if you're properly quaint and amusing. Though your wife ran away with a soldier that day, and took with her your trifle of money, bless your heart, they don't mind, they're exceedingly kind. They don't blame you so long as you're funny. It's a comfort to feel, though your partner should flit, though you suffer a deal, they don't mind it a bit. They don't blame you so long as you're funny.